This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. Iran is vowing to avenge the death of its leading nuclear scientist who was assassinated outside Tehran Friday. Edward Uranian reports from Cairo.
Iranian TV broadcast video of the road where top nuclear scientist Mohsen Fakhrizadeh's vehicle came under attack. Other video showed a helicopter reportedly transporting Fakhrizadeh and other injured people to a hospital. Some reports said that explosives went off before gunmen fired into the windshield of the vehicle Fakhrizadeh was riding in. Iranian media blamed Israel for the attack on Fakhrizadeh. Social media also showed a 2018 video of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu detailing alleged facets of Iran's nuclear program before mentioning Fakhrizadeh and calling him a name to remember. Israel has not claimed responsibility for the attack. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
At least seven people were killed in a huge bomb blast in Mogadishu, Somalia, Friday, just hours after U.S. Acting Secretary of Defense Christopher Miller made an unannounced visit to the Somali capital. Witnesses say a suicide bomber blew himself up at Gelato Divino, a popular ice cream shop along the road to the airport. One of Mogadishu's ambulance services said at least seven people were killed in the attack. Somali police said another 10 people were wounded. The Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab extremist group claimed responsibility for the bombing, according to the site intelligence group. Al-Shabaab frequently carries out attacks in Mogadishu as part of its bid to overthrow the Somali government and impose its strict interpretation of Islamic law. Be sure to log on to our website. This is VOA News. Advisors to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have called an emergency meeting Tuesday so they can vote on recommendations for the first people to get a coronavirus vaccine once one gets emergency authorization from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. The news came on the day the United States passed 13 million reported cases of coronavirus infection and nearly 265,000 deaths from COVID-19. The advisory committee's chair, Dr. Jose Romero, told CNN Friday that the committee foresees imminent authorization if a vaccine is shown to be safe and effective soon. Drugmaker Pfizer has applied for an emergency usage authorization at the FDA. Another vaccine maker, Moderna, is expected to do the same soon. The CDC has already recommended that the first group should be frontline health providers and support personnel, as well as residents of long-term care facilities who have been hit hard by the pandemic. Los Angeles has announced a stay-home order as coronavirus cases surge out of control in the nation's most populous county. The three-week order takes effect Monday, but it stops short of a full shutdown on non-essential businesses, allowing indoor retail to operate at a 20% capacity. The order advises residents to stay home as much as possible and to wear a mask when they go outside. It bans people from gathering with people who aren't in their households, whether publicly or privately, but church services and protests are excluded. Milwaukee County, Wisconsin, completed its recount of presidential ballots, finding only small changes in vote totals for one of the two counties in the state that are recounting ballots. Milwaukee County Clerk George Christensen says the recount of votes in the presidential election found only small changes and slightly increased Democrat Joe Biden's margin over President Donald Trump.
I promised that this would be a transparent and fair process, and it was.
Biden, a Democrat, won the state by about 21,000 votes. His margin in Milwaukee and Dane counties was about 2-1. Dane County election officials do not expect to finish their recount until Sunday. President Donald Trump's legal team suffered yet another defeat in court Friday as a federal appeals court in Philadelphia roundly rejected its latest effort to challenge the state's election results. President-elect Joe Biden captured the battleground state of Pennsylvania in the November 3rd vote. Since then, President Trump and his allies have been making unfounded and unproven allegations of election fraud. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.